2 days, you know, the church celebrated the beatification of 3 outstanding witnesses to Christ and his gospel. Blessed Charles de Foucault, Blessed Maria Pia Mastena, Blessed Maria Crocifissa Curcio.
Thousands filled St. Peter's Square this week to hear Pope Benedict's traditional Angelus address. In the light of Sunday's beatifications in the Basilica, the Holy Father chose to speak of the Second Vatican Council Constitution, Lumen Gentium, dedicated to the role of the lay faithful in the universal Church, their vocation and their mission. He said the lay faithful are called to promote a true sense of the family and of a civic society, but that above all their mission is to bear constant witness to their faith, especially there where the freedom of the Church and the practice of its beliefs are impeded.
Particularmente preziosa là dove la libertà della Chiesa incontra impedimenti.
Before his midday address, Pope Benedict spoke to the pilgrims and followers of the 3 newly blessed in St. Peter's Basilica. The Holy Father made his way to the high altar at the end of the solemn ceremony and in French and Italian told the congregation to learn from the lives of the blessed.
Rendiamo grazie al Signore per il dono di questi 9 beati e sforziamoci di imitargli gli esempi di santità.
Pope Benedict reflected how the 2 Italian sisters and French hermetic priest each in a different way consecrated Christ's existence in their daily lives through their humility and, above all, their charity. He recalled the homily of Cardinal José Saraiva Martins that by bringing the face and love of Christ to those they met, they represented the sublime ideal of holiness to which we all must strive.
Non dobbiamo mai smettere di trafficare i talenti che abbiamo ricevuto.
Sunday's ceremony was presided over by Cardinal Saraiva Martins, prefect of the Congregation for the Cause of Saints, in the presence of religious and lay followers of the 3 blessed.
Ut venerabile servi Dei, Carlos de Foucault, Maria Pia Mastena, et Maria Crucifixa Curcio, Beatorum Nomine, Imposterum Appellentur.
In the congregation, the Arabic turbans of the Tuareg peoples, followers of Blessed Charles de Foucault, intermingled with the veiled heads of the Sisters of the Holy Face and Carmelite Order of the Missionaries of St. Teresa of the Child Jesus. In his homily, Cardinal Saraiva Martins paid tribute to the rich legacy of these visionaries, that their example has inspired the birth and growth of orders in places as exotic and far-flung as Indonesia, Brazil, and the Sahara Desert. Veronica Scaresbrick reveals the legend of Blessed Charles de Foucault, just one of the 3 blessed this Sunday, and the passion of his vocation that brought him to live among the Tuareg peoples of Tamanrasset.
He's Frenchman Charles de Foucault, who died in 1916. Over half a century later, his words...
Your vocation is to shout the gospel from the rooftops, not in words, but with your life.
Still inspire many religious, whose writings revealed his thoughts.
I want to accustom all the inhabitants, Christians, Muslims, Jews, and non-believers, to look on me as their brother, the universal brother. Already they're calling this house the fraternity, about which I am delighted in realizing the poor have a brother here, not only the poor, though, all men.
Words that inspired another of the little sisters, not perhaps to live in the desert in the footsteps of Charles, but to live, in her words, as a contemplative in today's Nazareth, the workplace. She introduced herself as Little Sister Kathy. I asked her to speak to me of the figure of Charles de Foucault.
Just the endurance of the man to have kept going all his life long in what seemed like something which was quite futile, I mean, because there was no apparent fruit to anything he did. In Nazareth, he discovers this God who took the last place, God who became incarnate and became the least of us. And that, for Brother Charles, was the light. He says, I didn't know what I had to do with my life, but I knew that I had to follow Jesus. It led him to start thinking about not just me and Jesus, but me, Jesus, and other people. And eventually he will go to Algeria. I think that fundamentally maybe why he goes there, why he stays among the Tuaregs, among the Arab people, isn't so much the idea of helping them, but the idea that Jesus is present here. Jesus is present in these people because they're the least. The idea of being the first one to bring Jesus there, that for him that was very appealing. That was something he really felt that he was called to do, and he felt it was something he could do. And for Jesus, who had given him everything, he wanted to be able to give everything back for Jesus and to take all the risks that were involved. In a world where we don't quite know how to go about evangelizing, or where words have just been so abused that they've lost their value often, and as Paul VI used to say, what people want today are witnesses, huh? Not people who are going to talk a lot. And Brother Charles is someone like that. He's someone who brings the gospel through a way of living. And I think it's something that many of us want to do in today's world.
That was Veronica Scaresbrook speaking to little sister Kathy.